Thank you and good afternoon. This morning, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office have found and arrested a man that committed a robbery in Blue Lake yesterday morning. Deputies responded to a call from a residence in the 100 block of Hatchery Road. The owner of the property told sheriff's deputies that the man, identified as Richard Scott Hall, forcibly entered the residence and barn on the property. The owner then confronted Hall with a handgun, and Hall fled the scene. Deputies checked the immediate area and were unsuccessful in finding Hall. Deputies later found Hall during the day as Hall was getting into a passenger seat of a truck. Hall refused deputy orders and fled the scene again. This morning, the same citizen who initially reported the robbery saw Hall again, and sheriff's deputies responded to the scene and located Hall near a bus stop. Hall was apprehended and transported to the county correctional facility. Sheriff's deputies from Mendocino County arrested three men for conspiracy to commit a robbery early Wednesday morning. Deputies responded to a report of a suspicious parked vehicle that was blocking a dirt driveway in the 9000 block of Colony Drive in Redwood Valley. All three occupants were located in the car and appeared to have had marijuana residue on their clothing. A search of the car turned up a replica handgun, a small amount of meth, and tools suspected for breaking into buildings. All three men were arrested for conspiracy to commit a robbery, possession of a controlled substance, and being under the influence. The coroner's office has identified the victim of a fatal shooting in Redway early Wednesday morning as 41-year-old Daniel Muhammad Sadiq, a resident of Redway. The sheriff's office suspects that Sadiq was shot and killed during an altercation with 40-year-old Jason Armstrong at the Dean Creek Resort. Both men were renting rooms at the resort and got into a short verbal altercation, and then Armstrong, who believed the altercation was not finished, went into Sadiq's room and confronted him while armed with a handgun. A struggle ensued, and Armstrong shot Sadiq once in the chest, a wound that proved to be fatal. Armstrong then went back to his room, unloaded the weapon, and surrendered to deputies when they reached the scene, and he was arrested and booked into county jail. The Humboldt County District Attorney's Office released a press release today to remind business owners of Humboldt County to not accept any form of checks from James Kuna. Kuna is out of custody as he awaits the outcome of several cases, which include charges of check fraud, receiving stolen property, and other felony charges. Kuna still continues to use stolen checks, fake checks, and closed account checks. Since September, Kuna has had five check complaints totaling over $3,000. Arcata Police and Humboldt State Police arrested 19-year-old Arcata resident David McKenzie early Wednesday morning after responding to a burglary alarm at the Higher Ground clothing store on G Street. When officers entered the building, they heard a suspect fleeing from the business and found items that had been stolen from the business all over the parking lot. Officers then spotted McKenzie in the parking lot of a nearby restaurant. He was arrested and booked into county jail for burglary. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. As we near the November election, we get the chance to hear from the candidates running for seats on the Arcata City Council. There are five candidates running for three open seats and two others facing off to fill out the remaining term. Paul Patino, who is running against Ryan Kaplan to fill out a two-year term canvassee, sat down and spoke with us about the idea of legalizing marijuana.
You know, I think we need to look at it and not try to regulate it out of our town so that we lose the income. I think we need to look at how can we facilitate legalization of cannabis and use our local talent, you know? If it's true we have all these growers and we are this cannabis capital, then let's make money on it and let's help those people go into business.
Patino went on to talk about the ways to facilitate and legalize the marijuana industry.
I think that facilitating the legalization, distribution, manufacture of cannabis. I mean, when you look at it, why not have a hemp pulp mill? I mean, we've got the excess water. We're going to ship our water out of town where we could be growing hemp, which takes a lot of water, and we could be making pulp out of it, paper pulp out of it, which takes as much water as Humboldt Bay sends out to all its population.
You can hear our entire interview with Paul Patino and all the other candidates by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.